由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome once again.
再次欢迎你收听《天路导向》。
We have been talking about waiting upon the Lord.
上次呢，我们在《天路导向》里面分享过等候上帝。
And how difficult that is.
好困难的。
For most of us, waiting is not easy.
对于我们大部分人来讲呢，等候真是不容易啊。
But God always has a purpose for the periods of waiting in our lives.
但是在我们人生的等候期间，上帝是有他的目的的。
If you have your Bible, please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开新约《使徒行传》第一章第十二到二十六节。
We have been looking at chapter 1, verses 12 to 26.
我们睇紧嘅系《使徒行传》第一章十二到二十六节。
In Acts 1, we find the disciples waiting for the coming of God's Holy Spirit.
喺《使徒行传》嘅第一章里面，门徒正喺度等待圣灵嘅来临。
Jesus did not tell them how long to wait.
耶稣呢冇同佢讲话啊，你等三日就嚟啦，五日就嚟，冇讲到。
He only said, wait until the Holy Spirit comes before you act.
佢只係话等，直到圣灵来临之后你先好去行动。
Yet the disciples became impatient.
但係门徒却係变得唔耐烦啊。
But in waiting, they were not only learning obedience,
我们看到呢，在等候里面，他们不单止学习顺服。
They were learning how 120 people could fellowship together for 10 days.
他们也都要学习120个人怎样在十日以内彼此相处。
This was not just being together for a few hours each day.
他不是好像上班一样每日相处八个钟而已。
Or even a whole day, then go home at night.
或者唔系由朝早六点到夜晚六点，朝早就相处，夜晚翻屋企。
No, this was day and night in one room.
系朝早、夜晚都共处一室啊。
I know that there are some people who can get on your nerves.
我知道咧，有啲人会令你无法忍受噶。
I know that some people can.Irritate us.
我知道有啲人系中意招惹我哋噶。
I know there are people who can be pure pain at times.
我知道有啲人呢，硬系有啲时候会让到我哋好头痛噶。
But we cannot live our Christian life in isolation.
但系基督徒嘅生活系唔能够离群独处噶。
If we are to grow in Christ, we need people.
如果我们要在基督里面成长，我们需要人。
If we are to develop the character of Christ, we need people.
如果我们要培养基督这样的性格，我们需要活在人群里面。
If we are to exhibit the marks of Christ, we need people.
如果我们要彰显基督的特征，我们都要活在人群里面的。
So in waiting, the apostles were learning obedience.
因此在等候里面，门徒学习顺服。
In waiting, they were learning to fellowship together.
在等候里面，他们学习彼此相处。
In waiting, they were learning to pray together.
在等待里面，他们学习同心祷告。
What were they praying about?
究竟他们祈祷祈什么呢？
Most likely they were confessing their cowardness in forsaking the Lord.
通常他们是为了自己懦弱地离弃上帝，认罪悔改。
They were probably giving thanks to the Lord for forgiving them.
他们可能因为主赦免他们而感恩。
They were most likely praying in anticipation of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
最可能的是带着确实的盼望，他们祈求圣灵来临。
They were searching the Old Testament.
他们在旧约里面找啊找。
searching for prophecies about the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
不斷地找有关耶稣基督的生死复活的预言。
They were probably studying the book of Joel.
他们可能查考着约珥书啊。
Especially chapter 2, verses 28 to 32.
特别是第二章第28去到32节。
Trying to learn more about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
要在里面学习更多有关圣灵降临的事。不如让我们一起来看看约珥书第二章第28节到32节。他说，以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要讲预言，你们的老年人要作异梦，少年人要见异象。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，在天上地下我要显出奇事，有血有火有烟柱，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血。这个都是在耶和华大而可畏的日子未到之前发生的。去到那个时候，凡求告耶和华的名的人就必得救，因为照耶和华所讲的，在锡安山耶路撒冷必有逃脱的人，在剩下的人里面必定有耶和华所召的。
Waiting for the Lord strengthens the apostles.
等候其实是能够让门徒获得能力。
But secondly,
但是第二,
waiting for the Lord separates the apostates.
等候上帝是为了区分叛徒。
Look at verses 16 to 20.
让我们一起看看《使徒行传》第一章十六到二十节。
Of Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章十六到二十节，让我读出。弟兄们，圣灵借着大卫的口在圣经上面预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这句话是必须应验的。他本来列在我们的数里面，就是我们十二个门徒的人数里面，并且在使徒的职任上面拿到一份。这个人用他作恶的工价买了一块田，以后身子扑倒，肚腹崩裂，肠子他的肠都流出来。住在耶路撒冷的众人都知道这件事，所以按住他们那里的说话，为那块田起名叫做阿格大马，就是血田的意思。因为诗篇上面写着话，愿他的住处变为荒场，无人在内居住，又说愿其他人得着他的职分。这个就是《使徒行传》第一章第十六去到二十节的内容了。
What is an apostate?
我想问大家知唔知道究竟乜嘢系叛徒啊
？An apostate is the person who once knew the gospel.
叛徒就系一个人曾经听过福音
，and may have accepted it intellectually.
佢可能凭理性上面接受咗
，but has since turned their back on the gospel.
但系最后却背弃咗福音。
We have many apostates in the world today.
今日呢个世界上面有好多嘅叛徒。
Those who preach the denial of the virgin birth.
佢哋嘅论调话否定耶稣系由童贞女所生嘅。
Those who preach the denial of the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ.
佢哋会话耶稣基督边度系神啊？
Those who preach the denial of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
佢哋会话耶稣基督身体复活边度有可能啊
？Those who preach the denial of Jesus as the only way to heaven，
佢哋会话耶稣基督系向天堂唯一嘅道路，冇可能。
Those who preach the denial of the coming judgment，
佢哋有可能会话最后要有审判，唔系嘛
？Judas Iscariot was an apostate，
加略人犹大呢？就是一个叛徒了。
He followed Jesus.
他跟随耶稣。
But he had his own agenda.
但是他却有自己的一套。
He followed Jesus.
他跟随耶稣,
because it was profitable.
因为他有利可图,
he followed Jesus.
他跟随耶稣,
because he wanted to use him.
因为他想利用耶稣,
he followed Jesus.
他跟随耶稣,
only to try to manipulate him to do what he wanted him to do.
是为了想操控耶稣照他的意思去做。
And when Jesus did not do what Judas wanted him to do, he betrayed him.
当耶稣没有照着犹大的企图去做的时候，犹大就出卖耶稣了。Judas
represents those who throw away the most incredible opportunities in life.
犹大代表了一类人，他们抛弃了生命最奇妙的机会。
Judas represents those who go to church and hear the gospel message.
犹大代表了一类人，他们到教会去听福音。
And they may believe it intellectually.
可能他们用理性相信。
But never commit their life to Christ.
但是他们却没有将生命的主权交给基督。
Judas represents those who may be religious people.
犹大代表了一类人，他们看来好像很虔诚的教徒。
Who have been privileged to hear the word of God.
他们的样子好像很有幸听到上帝的说话。
But it takes no hold of them.
但是却没有真正地听进去。
Judas represents all those who follow Jesus.
犹大也代表了那些所有跟随耶稣基督的人。
Only for what they can get out of him.
但是他们只是愿意在耶稣基督身上得着好处。
And when he does not give them what they want, they betray him.
而当耶稣没有给他犹大他想要的东西的时候，他们就背叛上帝。
Here in verses 16 to 18,
在第16至18节里面,
Peter is giving us a detailed account of how Judas committed suicide.
彼得告诉我们犹大自杀的情景。
Obviously, he tried to hang himself from a tree on a cliff.
显然他是在悬崖边的一棵树上吊死的。
His weight tore the branch and his body was smashed by the rocks in the valley below.
他的身体的重量令到树枝断了，让到他跌落去山谷上面的大石头那里，所以是在高空跌落来，他肚腹崩裂了，叫做。
By the way, when Judas returned the 30 pieces of silver,
而当犹大将30块的银子还回去的时候,
which was the amount he received from the Jewish leaders to deliver Jesus,
这30元就是他出卖耶稣，将耶稣交给宗教领袖的代价。
They would not keep the money.
那些祭司和长老他都不肯收。
These hypocrites said this is blood money.
这些伪君子说这些是血赚回来的钱。
So they gave it to charity.
于是他就将钱捐给慈善的机构了。
They bought a cemetery to bury the strangers among them.
他们买了一块坟地，专门埋葬他们那里的外乡人。My
listening friends, let me give you a warning.
亲爱的朋友，这个是警告来的。Judas's
sin of betraying Jesus was no greater sin than Peter's sin of denying Jesus.
虽然犹大出卖耶稣的罪，不比彼得否认耶稣的罪大。Both
men sinned equally.
这两个其实是同样的罪来的。But
why did one go to become a great apostle and the other had his body smashed to pieces?
但是为什么一个会成为伟大的使徒，另一个人却是粉身碎骨呢?
Why one ended up in heaven and the other's soul damned in hell for eternity?
为什么一个上到天堂，另一个却是永远在地狱沦亡呢?
The difference is this.
原来个差异在这里。
Peter truly recognized his sin.
彼得是诚心地认罪。
He wept over his sin.
他是为了自己的罪而流泪。
He repented of his sin.
他是为了自己的罪而回转。
And he asked for forgiveness of his sin.
并且恳求上帝赦免他的罪。
But Judas allowed his accusing conscience to be mingled with his pride.
犹大却是容许自己良心的责备和他的骄傲自大混合在一起。
And he refused to repent.
而且他拒绝悔改。
And thus spends eternity in the abyss.
所以犹大就永永远远地落在地狱的深渊里面了。
My listening friend, please listen to me very carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细咁样听我去讲。
There are only two ways to deal with sin.
其实对付罪只有两种嘅方式。
The right way and the wrong way.
就系啱嘅方法同埋错嘅方法。
Hiding it, ignoring it, and denying it is the wrong way.
隐藏啦、忽视啦、否认啦，都系错嘅。
And will result in eternal torment.
个结果就系喺永恒里面受到煎熬。
But confessing it, repenting of it, and asking Jesus to forgive it.
但系认罪、悔改并且求耶稣赦免呢
，will send you to eternity in heaven with Him.
就能够送到你去天堂，永远与主同在。
The choice is yours.
个决定喺你身上啊。
Peter chose repentance, brokenness, and humility.
彼得选择了悔罪、伤心和谦卑。
But Judas chose arrogance and pride.
但是犹大却是选择了傲慢和自大。
In fact, verse 20 tells us that hell was Judas' own choosing.
所以我们看到呢，其实在《使徒行传》第一章二十节那里说，因为诗篇上面写着说，愿他的住处变成荒场，无人在内居住，又说愿其他人得到他的职分。这个是犹大自己的写照，也是犹大自己选择了地狱。
Here is something that's very important that I don't want you to miss.
希望这一点这么重要的你不要忽略了它。
The people who will end up in hell,
沉沦在地狱里面的人
will be there because they choose to go there.
是自己选择去到那里的。
Not living for Christ is choosing hell.
拒绝为基督而活就是选择地狱。
It is our deepest prayer that you will choose Christ.
我们最深的祈祷就是你愿意选择耶稣基督。
And that you would choose him today.
并且今日就开始去拣耶稣基督啦。
Now let me summarize again.
今日就让我再同你分享一次重点。
Waiting for God strengthens the apostles.
记住，等候上帝系能够让门徒得着能力。
Waiting for God separates the apostate from the apostles.
等候上帝系能够区别叛徒同埋使徒。
Thirdly,
第三样
waiting for God solidifies the anointed.
等候上帝是为了巩固那些被拣选的人。
Because the apostles waited on the Lord,
因为门徒等候上帝
they learned obedience.
他们学识去顺服
they learned fellowshipping together.
他们学识怎样彼此共处
they learned to pray together.
他们学识了怎样同心祈祷。
And they also learn to discern together.
他们也都学习了怎样分辨是非。
They were able to discern God's choice for Judas's replacement.
他们懂得怎样分辨上帝所拣选来取代犹大的使徒人选。
In many years, I have met a lot of people who thought that they were called to full-time ministry.
在好多年来，我遇到有些人，他们自认为是上帝呼召他们担任全时间的传道人。
My initial inclination is to discourage them.
一开始的时候呢，我通常都不会鼓励他们的。
Why do I say this?
为什么我会这样讲呢？
Because if they are truly called of God, they cannot get away from God.
因为如果上帝真的呼召了他们就逃避不到的了。
So I never worry about discouraging them.
所以呢，我就唔怕让佢哋泄气嘅。
Whatever God has called you to do, He will get you to do.
上帝无论呼召你做乜嘢都好，佢都会坚持到底嘅。
Here the apostles not only placed qualifications.
喺呢度，门徒唔单止考虑人选嘅资格。
But they waited on the Lord to see whom He is calling.
并且他等候上帝指示他呼召哪一个人。
Sometimes Christians pray for revival.
有些时候基督徒是祈求上帝去复兴我们。
I pray for that myself.
很多时候我也都为自己这样祈祷。
But I often wonder if we really are prepared for a revival.
但是我就会想了，究竟我们预备好接受属灵的复兴没呢？
As I read church history,
随着我去睇教会历史嘅时候
，I learned that when genuine revival breaks out，
我会发现当真实嘅复兴产生嘅时候
，It is the most draining experience，
系一种消耗量极大嘅经历。
It is draining emotionally, physically, and spiritually。
佢系消耗紧我哋情感啦、体力啦，同埋心灵噶。
During times of revival, people come under such conviction of their sins。
当复兴发生的时候，很多人很迫切地认罪。
That they are literally pressing into the church.
他们是这样涌去礼拜堂那里。
They do not want to go home.
他们不想回家。
In times of revival,
在属灵的大复兴里面，
New Christians are so hungry and thirsty for God's word.
新基督徒对上帝的话语如饥似渴。
That they want to be instructed in God's word.
他们很想听到上帝话语的指引。
They want their lives to be straightened out.
他们很希望好好地整顿自己的人生。
They want wise counsel.
他们需要智慧的劝勉。
They want to walk under godly leaders.
他们愿意跟随属灵的领袖。
My listening friend, as I conclude today, I want to talk to you directly.
亲爱的朋友，在今天节目结束之前，我想很直接地跟你讲。
As you are listening today, you may have heard the voice of God speaking to you.
今天你听着我们的天路导向，其实上帝很有可能就跟你讲着说话。
Like Judas, you may have been following Christ.
你可以好像犹大这样跟随耶稣基督。
From a distance.
却是保持距离。
Like Judas, you have intellectually believed in Christ.
你好似犹大咁样可以用理性相信基督。
But you have never received the salvation and forgiveness Christ is offering you.
但系你却从来冇接受过耶稣基督俾你嘅救恩同埋赦免。
You may be a person who have allowed your pride to hinder you.
或者你让骄傲自大阻拦紧你。
You may have allowed rituals and religion.To hinder you.
或者你让宗教礼仪拦阻紧你。
You may have allowed your denominational affiliation to hinder you from crowning Jesus to be the king of your life.
或者你日日喺度讲话，我哋系三字教会嘅，我哋系家庭教会嘅，其实系阻拦紧你尊耶稣基督为你生命嘅主宰。
If God has spoken to you today,
如果今日上帝对你讲说话
，Don't put it off.
希望你唔好再推迟。
Respond to his loving invitation.
即刻去回应上帝慈爱嘅呼唤。
And then write to us and let us know.
然后写信俾我哋。
So that we can pray for you.
让我哋好好去为你祈祷。而而家呢，我哋好希望你能够学习等候耶稣基督。我哋送上一首歌俾你，就系、是。等候主，
眼让我听候，在困苦忧伤中等你，始终会获救。安稳信靠，引领是圣灵，在困扰恐慌中等你，始终会获胜。
听众朋友，我哋正话啱啱听到嘅歌系《等候主》呢首歌，系要同我哋讲，我哋要识得去等候上帝嘅带领，我哋去走我哋嘅前路。唔知道你喺人生里面系咪真系去学识等候呢？有啲时候等候真系好困难嘅，好似喺《使徒行传》里面咁样呢个故事，我哋见到使徒系等待十日啫。圣灵来临之前嗰十日，其实呢个系一个困难嚟嘅，因为你唔知道几时会到啊嘛。好似今日咁样，我哋好多时候话我哋等待耶稣再翻嚟，我哋等待、等待再等待。其实我哋会问耶稣：你几时翻嚟啊？我哋真系心里面唔知道，但系我哋要识得继续去等待，继续有盼望，因为我哋知道我哋嘅等候必然系有盼望得成的那一日。听众朋友，希望你懂得去等候，并且在得到上帝的回应的时候就即刻回应了。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。